I'm Kate Fairman, and you're listening to my new podcast, Sonic Review. In this podcast, I will review bands and artists that we play here at WHJE and give a little bit of background on some of the songs and albums from the featured band or artist. In this episode, I will be reviewing the artist Hozier.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it.
Hozier is an Irish musician, singer, and songwriter from Bray, Ireland. In 2013, Hozier released an EP titled Take Me to Church, with the title single becoming his breakthrough single after it went viral on YouTube. A year after this EP debuted, he released his self-titled album Hozier on September 19th, 2014, which featured many of the songs I will be reviewing this episode.
Amen. Amen. Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church.
As far as a lyrical interpretation goes, the song Take Me to Church apparently grew from Hozier's frustration with the Catholic Church's teachings, which, in case you didn't know, is the dominant religion in most parts of Ireland. When you first listen to Take Me to Church, it sounds almost relaxing, but at the same time it also has this haunting, almost gospel sound to it. Even though this song is kind of dark sounding, it sort of sounds romantic in a twisted way. He says in the chorus, "Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies, I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife." This part specifically sounds very anti-Catholic, as it indicates that he is worshiping his lover like a god, which that by itself goes against the teachings of the Catholic Church.
There looks plenty. This is hungry word. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life.
Hozier later said in an interview that he found that the experience of falling in love or being in love was almost like a death. He said it's like you kind of watch yourself die in a wonderful way, and if you see yourself for a moment through the other person's eyes, everything you believed about yourself is gone in a death and rebirth sense. This being said, the dark tone of what seems to be a love song makes a lot more sense. This next song, which is called Work Song, sounds kind of similar to Take Me to Church, but at the same time it has more of a happy, romantic sound, as opposed to a dark, gospel sound. Also, unlike Take Me to Church, this song is about more of a pure, unconditional love, because throughout the song, Hozier sings about his undying love for his partner, saying, "I just think about my baby, I'm so full of love I could barely eat." In the end of the chorus of the song, he also sings, "No grave can hold my body down, I'll crawl home to her." This lyric alludes to the fact that not even death could end his love for his lover.
When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down, I'll crawl home to her.
Something else I really like about this song is that it also has more of a raw, emotional sound than any of the other songs I've heard from him. Another thing about the song that I think is really cool is how it has a really steady, strong beat behind the vocals throughout the song, which makes it kind of sound like a work song that would be sung by Irish railroad workers in the 1800s. This abstractly ties in with the love aspect of the song because it sort of signifies how the constant cycle of work is worth it because it's for love.
Ask me once about the wrong I did. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth.
This next song, titled Jackie and Wilson, sort of strays away from the familiar bluesy gospel sound that is typical of Hozier's songs and instead favors more of a rock sound. As far as lyrical content, it sounds like Hozier is singing about a fantasy relationship or dreams he has for a current relationship, which helps to maintain his overall theme of romance and love that is present in most of his songs. According to an NPR interview with Hozier, the song was inspired by the R&B singer Jackie Wilson, who was a very prominent musical influence for Hozier. He also added later in the interview that he wrote the song with the theme of looking from the outside in and idealizing the idea of someone or something as a cure to oneself. He also mentioned that the overall sound of the song came from him just wanting to write and perform a more fun, upbeat song. The next song I chose is called Arsonist's Lullaby, and I actually didn't realize this until recently, but this song is actually featured in several popular TV shows, including The Walking Dead, Teen Wolf, and The Royals.
When I was a child, I heard voices. Some would sing and some would scream.
Another little fun fact about the song is that after it was featured on The Walking Dead, 195,000 people used the song searching app Shazam to look up the song while the show was airing, and according to Shazam, the song broke an app-wide record for most tags for a TV show search.
When I was a child, I'd sit for hours.
Personally, this is one of my favorite songs that I've heard from Hozier so far. It has a sound that is similar to Take Me to Church, but instead of romantic but dark undertones, it has more of a powerful, vengeful tone. This could also be a contributing factor to why it has been used in so many TV shows, because this song sounds like a perfect choice for a scene that needs to create a vengeful, powerful mood that can be expressed to the viewers. From a lyrical standpoint, the chorus states, "All you have is your fire and the place you need to reach. Don't you ever tame your demons, but always keep them on a leash." These lyrics refer to the fact that things happen to everyone that somehow change them or shape them, and that you should never get rid of what drives you. This song kind of shows that even if that thing stems from something bad, you need to learn how to contain it and not let it control you. This concludes my spotlight of the artist Hozier and wraps up episode 1 of Sonic Review. For more podcasts and music like what you heard on this episode, tune in to 91.3 WHJE or visit WHJE.com.